Well, a song I think all about San Francisco with some amazing footage in the original film clip of the old Golden Gate Bridge starship here at 4CA. And we build this city on good old sausage rolls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is 20 minutes to 8. Good to have you along this morning. Well, we're going to focus a little bit more on this one tomorrow, but new research reveals that the best parts of travel are timeless, with 71% of Aussies agreeing it's the memories they make along the way. So it's basically, that is one of the timeless things about travel, is the memories that you create, especially when you go along with somebody special, maybe a family member, maybe a lover, and just go and explore some amazing parts of the world. Whether it's a picnic under the Eiffel Tower or admiring the timeless beauty of the Greek islands, over half of Aussies agree that sightseeing remains the most loved part of travel, whether it's back in 1962 or to today in 2022, Aussies love to immerse themselves into new cultures and, of course, those new experiences that go right along with it as well. We'll talk a little bit more about this and some of this research that I think is actually coming out today or first thing tomorrow. But just reflecting on a comment, I was talking to a caller last week and she was talking about the fact that she'd visited Korea, and we had a bit of a laugh because she said South Korea, of course, and I thought, yeah, as if you'd be going to North Korea. Interesting. Interestingly, yesterday, I actually got an email from a listener that said that she heard that comment and she said, but Murray, have you ever been to North Korea? And of course, the answer to that one is no. She said, I have, and it was great to travel throughout a country with very little crime. Each community brings up the children together. If one child is doing the wrong thing, anyone is able to put that child on the right path. The people are respectful, including the children as well. On trains, people get up and give you a seat. Spent 2 weeks there having a holiday back in 2017. That really, really surprised me. She joins me this morning. Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for your email, and thank you for giving me, I guess, the important thing, and that's why I was keen to talk to you, a different perspective. You know, just tell me, what encouraged you to go to North Korea? Because I think for most people, it's just certainly not a place that you'd even consider for a holiday.
Good morning, Murray. It was actually my husband who encouraged me to go to North Korea. I run marathons and I've done quite a few in different places throughout Australia and a couple overseas. So he planned a trip and he knew I wasn't that keen really to go to North Korea. So what he did was he asked my daughter and her husband and their two grandchildren if they wanted to come on a trip to North Korea.
Wow.
They were in a hurry going out camping and they said, yeah, no problems, we'll come.
Yeah.
So they're coming. He comes and tells me, the kids are coming. Well, you'll have to come. I said, yeah. Oh, okay then. So he planned a trip. It was an organised tour, of course, because that's the only way you can get into North Korea is through an organised tour.
Yeah.
He booked me into the half marathon because I said I'm not quite fast enough for the cutoff for the full marathon for there, so I'll do half a marathon. And before you know it, we're in North Korea. So, yeah, on the way there, you go through China, obviously, then you fly to North Korea. They tell you all the rules not to break.
Yeah.
So you know what to expect when you get there. You obey their rules, which are common sense, really. Don't thieve, don't steal, be nice to people. Yeah, don't take photos of the military, but you can take photos of their big military parades because we went to one of them. It was holiday time when we were there, so we seen the big, with all the missiles going down the street, we were there watching all of that and taking photographs.
That's incredible. Was Kim Jong-un there as well? Was it one of those type of military parades?
So it was a celebration of his father or his grandfather's death.
Wow.
So they always have the military parades when it's their birthday. So we've seen all that. We travelled throughout the country, did 2 weeks of going around. We went, you know, the snow fields. We went to fishing villages. Obviously, they kept us away from places they didn't want to see, which is fair
sensitive.
Enough, we're tourists. On the way out, they just, like, they search your luggage more thoroughly than the customs here on the way in and on the way out. They check some of your cameras to see you haven't taken photos of things you were told not to take photos of. But, on the whole, it was just a great holiday.
Incredible. Such an incredible experience, and particularly when you see some of the news footage from the TV and see, you know, some of those military parades and some of the footage from North Korea. You know, it's very different to actually be there and experience firsthand. And you said the people were really warm and welcoming as well, and actually really happy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, very happy, yes. Like when I did the half marathon, all along the streets, people were lying, cheering you on.
Yeah.
Okay, I do marathons in Cairns here. You might get a few people at the end. You don't see very rarely people along the track. So they're all out there having, all dressed up in their beautiful, I don't know if you've seen pictures of the North Korean women in their beautiful national dresses.
Yeah.
So on special days, they always wear them. Mm. The men are always beautifully dressed in suits and stuff. The children are beautifully dressed. And another thing over there, children after school, they don't roam the streets like here. They actually go into town and they'll be picking up rubbish or sweeping the streets, doing community work from a very young age so that they learn to respect everything.
Wow.
So the graffiti, you wouldn't see that over there. But no, the children, they're helping each other. And as I said, if one child is doing something naughty, it's up to the whole community to bring that kid back into line and say, hey, Johnny, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, stop it.
That's incredible. It really is. And, you know, maybe with some of the issues that we've got in the region, they're talking about boot camps. Maybe boot camps up in North Korea might be the way to go. Obviously, you know, there's some political issues, you know, with the dictatorship and the regime there. But it's interesting to get that perspective of the actual people, the actual North Koreans and the day-to-day lives that they live. And I guess the organisation of the community and obviously that happiness. So that's a real eye-opener. And even though you chose to basically, you know, I guess pull me up in some ways for my comments. I'm always open to that and always, you know, keen to get different perspectives. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful different perspective. It's never been on my bucket list, but maybe it's a place that, you know, along with Sweden, the Faroe Islands, there's a lot of places in the world that I definitely go back to. But maybe North Korea is worthwhile suggesting after all.
Oh, definitely. Yes. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah, that's an amazing. And look, I've really enjoyed your chat this morning because, as you said, you tend to be a quiet listener, often listening in, but you've never called the radio station. So after you sent me the email, I decided it was my turn to call you. Lynn, thank you so much for your insight and I guess your humanity at the end of the day. And I think that's the important thing and that's the thing that I wanted to focus on. And thank you for opening my eyes as well. It's been a really good chat and thank you for sharing your experiences with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Murray, for calling me.
Take care. Cheers. Well, didn't expect that one. Good morning. It's 4CA. I thought love was only-